when the Buddha defines speech, your root sort of level of speech is vitakka and vichara. So that initial thought or and sustained thought. So that those are the mind is moving. It's already starting to articulate feelings and responses and reactions, and then it pops out of your mouth, and all of a sudden it turns into either a fruitful, meaningful conversation or not. So they that sense that our internal processes are really important, essential to understand, but also by the opposite is true in the sense of by really reflecting on speech and the consequences of speech or the possibilities of speech, then we can be motivated to reflective, restrained, composed within the heart, within the mind. It works both ways, and being able to and generally, it's helpful to have something tangible to be mindful of. It's like, you know, mindfulness of the body is really important to cultivate because there's a tangible foundation for our establishing of mindfulness, and it helps us to cultivate a mind of clarity and attention. And so that taking something tangible, and it comes back to the internal quality of the mind itself. And similarly, with speech, by reflecting on the possibilities of speech or the difficulties that are possible, then it helps us to be establishing an understanding of our own volition and intention. So that being able to work with these internal and external aspects of our speech,